Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, hanging out right now with Joel and Benji from Good Charlotte. Fellas, thank you so much for making some time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is a small world, and the world gets smaller and smaller. I was hanging out with somebody that knows you very well the other night. His name is Matthew Berry from ESPN.
Matt Berry, yeah, my man. Yeah, love Matt Berry.
He said that you know, you guys follow each other on Twitter. You guys hit him up for fantasy football tips and whatnot.
Yeah, and I'm in a fantasy baseball league with some friends in L.A., and they were tweeting him about helping them with their drafts. And I gave him the blessing. He was like, he actually was really cool when I told him on Twitter. I was like, I'm in that league. And he was like, oh, then don't worry about it. I'm not going to help him. And I was like, nah, it's okay, because they're the only two girls in the league, and they've never done it before. So they need help, and it's all good.
Absolutely. Obviously, the media these days, we work in a very headline-oriented world. I read a headline about you guys, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Good Charlotte. No longer young and hopeless, now rich and famous.
Sounds good. sounds like a good headline to me. Hey, man, we'll take any good headline anybody wants to throw at us. You know what I mean? Sounds like a good headline to me. But we're not complaining, so.
Not complaining at all? Benji?
No complaints with my life. I love my life.
So rich and famous isn't so bad?
I mean, you know, we don't walk around all day and say, like,
We're
rich and famous, but if someone wants to call you that, feels like a compliment to me, unless it's some kind of backhanded, but I don't think so. But we're all good. No complaints here. We're happy. We're happy with our lives and good.
I think
or bad.
No matter where your life goes, though, however you were raised or came up or, you know, whatever you kind of, when in your formative years, I think that kind of spirit always kind of lives in you, you know. So my life's very different than it was, you know, 15 years ago. Thank God. You know, I think, you never really change no matter what, you know.
We become adults.
Older, yeah.
And, of course, you get the big guy from ESPN giving you fantasy football tips. That never hurts either.
Yeah, Matthew Berry. When Matthew Berry is tweeting you during fantasy football season.
Those are the perks.
You know you've made it.
Yeah. Exactly. We got Joel and Benji from Good Charlotte here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Obviously, a lot's changed since, 10 years ago when you guys put out your first album. Touring's got to be a little different as well now that you're a father and you're an uncle and the kids are with you.
Yeah, you know, the kids come out here and there, and that's always different. It's like two different kinds of touring, you know. Then there's the touring without the family, which is kind of like a little dad vacation, you know, for like, you know, and then they come out for a week here or there, and then that's like full-time family. But it's a nice mix, you know. I mean, I got a lot of balance in my life these days, so I still have a good time, you know. I mean, I still like to go out and tear it up when I can. But it's just not like it used to be where I do it a lot. You know?
Obviously, we're not, you know, like we were when we were 20 years old. Everyone's kind of grown-ups now. So now we all lead grown-up lives. And we still love being together. And we love, you know, music is, you know, it's the best job you could have.
There's a lot of freedom in what we do. So we get to make our own rules. And I think it's always been interesting because being in a band, a lot of the times, the stories you read about people and things that people kind of tear other people down for, we get away with a lot more of it, and we get kind of a free pass because we're in a rock band and we've been, you know, on the road for 12 years or something. So we're very fortunate to have had the freedom we have in the band, but it's nice now. I like to have a good time every once in a while, but I also love my family gets to come out. That's always really the highlight of my tour, you know.
Did you guys think that you would still be able to lead a grown-up life, recording and touring, or did you think that would happen once this all finished, which thankfully it hasn't?
No, I think that was always the plan, was to just do this as long as we could and still try to have normal lives too. I mean, we love music, we love our band, and that's why the people who love us, because we are who we are. It takes a certain type of person to, I guess, make music.
It also takes a certain kind of woman to be with a guy that's, you know, always gone here and there, traveling, making
got
music.
The understanding and the patience,
yeah,
you know.
So.
Absolutely. By the way, that latest album, Cardiology, is in stores now. We spoke when you guys called in about Like It's Your Birthday and Sex on the Radio. My favorite track on the album, though, is 1979. Talk about that a little bit.
Binge wrote that song.
You know, any of our real fans who have been with us through the years that have all the records have heard stories about when we were younger and the things our family went through, and most of them have been, you know, the tougher stories, you know, and I wanted to write a song about the good times, you know, and all the good memories, so this was a really important song on the record for me, you know. It just really tells the story about when my parents were still in love, because I have good memories too, you know, and as I've gotten older, I've kind of started really thinking about the good memories more than the bad memories, you know, and I have a lot of great memories with my parents, and so I wanted to tell that story. That's what that song is, you know, and basically it's talking about the good times, you know.
That's got to be tough as you get older to think about the good more than the bad, and then to, you know, write a really good song about it. And
usually easier to write about kind of the negative, you know. And as you get older, I find that people who don't grow up continue to cling to the negative, and people who do grow up are the ones who start to look at the positive. And I wouldn't change a thing, because I think everything that we ever went through is why we're here today, why we were able to survive, and why we were able to kind of make it in this kind of industry, which is a tough one to make it in. As you get older, you start looking at the good more than the bad, you know.
You got the latest album, Cardiology, in stores now. Joel and Benji from Good Charlotte, fellas, thank you so much for making some time.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, man. For having
us. It was a pleasure.